This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued last evening, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to the goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and are destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The import of all the types of the ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through the land ports. However, these goods will be allowed through the sea ports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and the carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods, excluding the pigments, dyes, plasticizers, and the granules used as the import of the domestic industries and the wooden furniture will be restricted. However, a new port restrictions do not apply to the import of fish, LPG, edible oil and the crushed stone from Bangladesh. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. The ISRO's PSLV-C61 rocket will take off with Earth Observational Satellite EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 a.m. today at Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju announced the 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with the key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against the terrorism. The MPs include BJP's Bijayant Panda, Nikshant Dubey, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Bansuri Swaraj, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, Anurag Singh Thakur, AIMIM MP Owaisi, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, Yusuf Pathan of Trinamool Congress, John Brittas of CPIM, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, BJD's Susmit Patra, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari, DMK MP Kanimori Karunandhi and NCP MP Supriya Sule. The delegations will cover countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, the EU, Italy, Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, UAE, Liberia, Congo, Sierra Leone, US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia, Russia, Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia, and South Africa. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given befitting reply to the terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Mr. Shah was speaking at a public meeting after launching the development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation. Referring to the Operation Sindoor, Shah said that the Pahalgam attack was avenged by destroying terror camps in Pakistan.
पुलवामा में हमला हुआ एयर स्ट्राइक कर चेतावनी दी गई मगर ये सुधरे नहीं पहलगांव में हमला किया इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर
An under-construction building in the Paharganj area of national capital, Delhi, collapsed last evening, resulting in the deaths of 3 people. Assistant Divisional Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities. According to him, the Fire Department dispatched 4 fire tenders to the site. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed her grief over the loss of lives and ordered an investigation into the incident. In IPL match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders are eliminated from the tournament as the match against the host Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned due to the toss due to heavy rain in M. Chennaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout was because of this washout, the RCB moved to the top of the table at 17 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.